Mars Community High School crowned its 2020 homecoming king and queen immediately following last night's ball game. This year, the honor of the homecoming king went to Cutter Wright, the son of Ryan and Tiffany Wright. The crowning of the homecoming queen was awarded to Caroline Meese, the daughter of Dave and Linda Meese. Wright is active in hockey, student council, leadership club, and the National Honor Society. He also plans to participate with the tennis team and quiz bowl. Cutter Wright plans to attend Iowa State University. Caroline Meese is active in cross country, band, orchestra, and she too participates in tennis and the quiz bowl. Caroline plans to study microbiology at Iowa State University. Congratulations to both Cutter Wright and to Caroline Meese for being named the Lamar's Community High School 2020 Homecoming King and Queen. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds was in Lamar's yesterday morning and visited with administration officials with Floyd Valley Healthcare. She wanted to inquire about the Test Iowa site located at Floyd Valley, as well as discuss the latest COVID-19 trends with Plymouth County and all of Northwest Iowa having a rise in the number of positive cases. Reynolds was asked about President Trump and the First Lady testing positive for COVID-19. She says that she wishes the president and his wife well and hope for speedy recovery.
You know, there's various ways that the virus impacts individuals, so we'll wait and see what kind of symptoms that the president, the first lady, and those that have been tested positive have. But you can do a lot. He's isolated for 10 days. He has to test, I think, 2 negative tests prior to being able to go back out. So we'll just kind of wait and see what his symptoms are.
As for how the president's reelection campaign will be impacted, Reynolds says that President Trump is surrounded by a strong team of surrogates that will help spread his message. She says that she is pleased with the president's many accomplishments.
I think we'll continue. We've got a great story to tell. I think he's got a record of accomplishments. He's done more. I can tell you honestly, since I've been involved in politics and in government, I've never seen an administration that's actually talked about what they were going to do and get it done in 44 months. It's incredible. I love that. I think it's an administration of action and outcomes, and I think that's impressive, and that's what kind of excites me about the things that he's been able to do, and it's really moved our state forward. I mean, we had one of the strongest economies in our lifetime, and then COVID hit, and I believe, you know, he did it once. This is the president is the guy that can get that economy back up and going.
The governor shared with reporters that she has frequently been tested for COVID-19 and has tested negative each time.
I've had several tests because, you know, I had to do a modified quarantine because one time I was out and where somebody, I was in the situation room and there was actually someone who tested positive. And so because I was essential workers, we had to mask, I social distance, I limited my exposure to anybody. And I tested for 9 days straight, and it was the PCR testing, which is the gold standard, and tested negative. And I've been tested multiple times since then.
Reynolds informed news reporters that one time she did contract a cold, but conducted COVID-19 testing to make certain it was only a cold.
In fact, I did have a cold earlier on, and just to be sure it was a cold, we got the testing done and it was negative. So we'll continue to be responsible and do the right thing. If I can't social distance, we'll have a mask on and just continue moving our economy forward.
Dr. Paul Parmalee visited with Governor Reynolds and informed her of his many produced videos through Floyd Valley's popular Facebook social media postings as an effort to keep the community informed about the latest COVID-19 developments. Those videos have resulted in having between 5,000 and 8,000 viewings per video. Governor Reynolds also spoke briefly with the staff members that performed the Test Iowa coronavirus testing at Floyd Valley. This Saturday, visitors to the recently reopened Plymouth County Historical Museum can go back in history as the museum celebrates Log Cabin Day. Judy Bowman serves as the museum's administrator and says this marks the 6th year to celebrate the log cabins. She says that the museum is fortunate to be able to showcase 2 different types of log cabins.
We have 2 wonderful cabins on the lawn of the museum. We are very proud to have 2 cabins. We hauled the one in most recently. If everybody remembers, Joy Hollow Log Cabin came in from the fairgrounds in 2015. The other cabin, the Weber Cabin, dates way back to the beginning of the museum back in 1965 is when the museum started out on the highway by the airport. But that cabin was brought in there in 1967. So that one's been around. It's a Civil War era cabin. So we just are, we want to appreciate our museum cabins, and we think it's a little bit unusual to have the two of them on the front lawn.
Bowman says that the afternoon festivities will begin at 1 p.m. on the east lawn of the museum, and it will be filled with pageantry and music from the days of pioneers and log cabins.
We will have some entertainment by 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we have Jonathan Foster. He will be singing, and I believe playing his guitar, singing pioneer gospel songs. Some people may know him from the Brown Theater. He did sing with them a time or two. And then also at 1 o'clock, I believe we'll have some keyboard music outside by one of our board members, our new board member, Mina Brandt from Remsen. We also have some reenactors coming. Michael Peters will be here with the Civil War reenactment, and we also have just some pioneer women who will be around. We're having a costume contest, which will be something new. And this is anybody who wants to dress up in pioneer clothing, any kind of pioneer clothing would be welcome. And it's for children and adults. We'll have some prizes. That judging is at 3 o'clock for the costumes.
Admission is free for the log cabin celebration as well as with the entrance to the museum. The Plymouth County Historical Museum official says that food will also be served during the afternoon celebration.
And then we'll have some food. We're having old-fashioned apple crisp, and it's being prepared by a professional downtown, a piece of cake, so it's going to be safe, you know, individual portions and all. And then we're continuing our tradition of honoring Cherry Cliff with little cherry tassies. Those will be available too on Saturday over by the Joy Hollow. We've had a cherry pie on the porch for probably since 2012. So to honor the memory of Cherry Cliff.
If inclement weather should occur, Bowman says that the celebration will move inside and take place in the museum's old central gymnasium. The museum is again open. However, according to Bowman, it does have limited hours and days that it is open to the public. The county museum is open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons between 1 and 5 p.m.